This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the News-ish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. I'm going to do the tagline for the show. This is the show where the listeners know more about the news than the presenters. Was that it?
Something like that, wasn't it?
Just to set up the sort of vibe.
Bringing you to... the newest news.
Bring you to the newest news now.
One day we're going to nail this beginning.
Yeah. Coming up, we've got the headlines. We'll be looking at the front pages of the broadsheet. That will be followed by Mark's joke of the week. Then we'll move on to local gossip. We'll be speaking to my mum about her local news. Then it's sports news from my dad. Followed by Mark's village newsletter. Then quick look at the tabloids, the red tops. Closing with the weather with our weather reporter, Tom Stade. Comedian Tom Stade. There we go.
That's good.
Very good.
What a show. What a fun-packed show we've got ahead of us.
What are you on about?
It sounds good.
You started to talk like a radio presenter now.
I'm
We've
trying.
Got a fun-packed show coming up.
Got my tea, so you're on coffee.
I'm on coffee. So I hadn't had coffee in about 3 years.
Yeah.
And then what?
Last week,
I was so tired. I got woke up by scaffolders.
That was it. Yeah.
So I needed a coffee. So I'm just back. I've got a very addictive personality. So I've just been on. Do you know? Yesterday, all I ate was a pizza.
What?
One pizza. I've just been drinking coffee all day. I can't eat when
I'm
drinking coffee.
Have you been having panic attacks?
I've not had the panic attack will come
when you stop drinking coffee.
This is the thing. This brings us on to what we were going to talk about for this section of the show. Save it for the radio show. Yeah. I did have a nightmare.
Did you?
That we all got nuked.
What? And you reckon that was because of the coffee?
It's got something to do with because anxiety. Yeah. See, there it goes.
Oh my God, it's kicking in. Drink some more.
Yeah, I will. I'm halfway through this.
What happened in the dream?
Well, it's just
We always end up talking about dreams, don't we?
Do we?
We did. We had a dream expert come on before.
I forgot about that.
Did you?
I basically don't have... I've noticed this in the last sort of year. I don't have a memory. I can remember everything until I was about 15. Then I started smoking herb. And that is it. I can sort of remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And then before that, it's when I was 15. I remember nothing in between.
When you wanted to be a fashion expert...
I remember James Acaster told me, the comedian James Acaster, told me, in fact, it was when I was in a car with you, so you might remember this, we did a Strange Festival gig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said that we used to be friends. And I was like, no, we didn't. And he went, yeah, like in Edinburgh, we hung out every day. I hosted your show.
I remember that.
I was like,
awkward.
You hosted my show? Yeah. Don't remember. And he was telling me all this stuff that I...
He seemed genuinely hurt.
Yeah. Sorry, James, but you're doing all right.
So what happened in the nightmare?
So... me and a few people, I don't know who they were, apart from one girl, right, who was a girl that worked in a tattoo parlour where I got my nose pierced.
Okay.
But it wasn't like, it's not like a girl that I fancied. It was just a girl that worked there. She was in the dream for some reason. I don't know why she was in the dream.
Okay.
She was of no significance to this dream all my life.
Yeah.
And then we're talking and suddenly we heard, boom. Right?
And someone was
and
moving
up,
tables next door.
Just looked up. That is a niche callback,
that
man.
Is a niche
what
callback
are you doing?
To about 4 months ago.
For any new listeners, that was a reference to when we were doing this radio show and I thought Kim Jong-un had bombed us, but actually it turned out someone was moving some tables upstairs.
See, my trouble is I'm the opposite of you. I remember everything.
Yeah, but you've not treated your body the way I've treated mine. That's the thing. If you don't drink...
So did you wake up?
Stuff. No, so what happened? Oh, hang on, I've not finished describing it. It was terrifying. I'm still shaken. It went... and we looked out the window and the sky went immediate, like very quick, instantly from, you know, blue to black, just straight away.
Tonight.
And the sun expanded. What? The sun grew... like a giant sun in the sky, and then we all tried to run, and then I saw myself. I was thinking, this has to be a nightmare. Please wake up from this. And then I saw my arm sort of dissolve into dust.
You didn't.
And then I thought, oh no, it's not a dream. This is death. And I experienced death for a few seconds. How can you? Because you'd have to be conscious. But somehow I consciously experienced death, and I thought, oh, it's not a dream. I am dead.
How was it?
And then I Deaf?
Yeah.
Boring.
Wasn't it?
Boring, nothing to do. And then I woke up and I was really shaken and I went into the kitchen and got some water.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
there you go.
Because we spoke about before about like end of the world dreams. It doesn't remind me of it, but I've remembered a dream like my most.
Well, it did remind you then, didn't it? Surely I reminded you of that dream.
Just talking about dreams and nightmares, it just reminded me of one that.
Yeah, so it did
really
remind you.
Well, yeah, but remembering it's not directly related to what you're talking about, other than it's a dream.
Well, it reminded you, but it still reminded you.
That's interesting.
It's not interesting.
I was talking about dreams,
and that reminded you of your dream.
But it's nothing to do with that dream, though. But is that just reminds me because it's a dream?
Yes.
Right. Fair enough. That reminds me of another dream.
Exactly. If you'd remembered a dream, that would just be you're on your own, and you just remembered a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to hear it?
Yeah. And then we're going to crack on with the news.
It's a bit disturbing. I've got.
Well, they all are. Mine was disturbing. By the way, it was the Russians.
Mine's a bit weird.
It was the Russians.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
How did you know?
I don't know.
But you did.
But I know. Yeah. Go on.
So I was a seagull.
Oh, my God.
I don't really want to tell this, actually.
Come on. What do you mean? Tell it.
Oh, it's a bit weird.
They're all weird. Well, it's already weird.
I was a seagull, right? Yeah. And then I was walking along, and then I saw a fox, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, God, the fox is going to eat me.
Yeah.
So I put on a fox mask.
Okay. Was it real, or was it like a plastic?
Like a plastic mask, I think. Okay. But the fox fell for it.
Yeah.
Stupid fox. And then it came up and started having sex with me.
I can't believe this.
I know.
How?
I don't remember. Behind? Yeah, it was. Did you know what's really bad?
You enjoyed it?
No, I woke up with an erection. Is that what I'm into? It hasn't happened since. But you wake up with one of those anyway, don't you? So I don't think it's directly related. But
oh my God!
I know, but I did wake up at that point. That's my weirdest dream I've ever had.
Drilled from behind.
But in my head, at the time, I was thinking,
fox when you were a seagull, straight up the ship in.
Before he did the deed, I remember thinking to myself, I'm really clever. I've fooled the fox, and then it backfired.
He'd fooled you.
Classic backfire.
Turned you around. Bang! Have that. Take that. This is from the animal. This is for the animals of Farthing Wood. Anyway, sorry about that.
Got Farthing Wood, eh?
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so let's catch up on air. We should crack on with the headlines. So, big story.
what a transition.
I know. From Mark as a seagull. So, from Mark, who was a seagull with a plastic fox's mask on.
Yeah.
Being drilled from behind by a real fox to scramble to save jobs as Carillion crisis deepens.
Right.
Says The Guardian. Well, so this is a big story across all the broadsheets, probably the tabloids as well.
No.
Okay, fair enough. This is the story that thousands of staff who worked for the collapsed construction firm Carillion inside private sector companies will see their wages stopped tomorrow unless their jobs are rescued by other firms, the government has said.
What's a Carillion?
Carillion is the construction firm, right?
Carillion's a construction firm.
Oh, Carillion. What have I been saying? Anyway, the Carillion.
Carillion.
Lion. Carillion. Carillion.
Carillion.
God! Right, okay, has gone bust.
Right.
So this is the UK's second largest construction firm.
Right.
They've gone bust. So thousands, here we go. Experts also said as many as 30,000 small firms were owed money by Carillion. Which crashed into liquidation yesterday morning.
Why?
Why has it gone bust?
Yeah, because there's loads of houses being built and stuff. Is that what it's building?
I can't really work it out. I thought you'll have loads of questions and I better be able to answer them. I can't work out this story. the big company's gone bust. Lots of people are losing their jobs. Here's a bit of detail for you. Parliament was told that the government would continue to pay those among Carillion's 19,500 UK staff who worked in public sector jobs, such as NHS cleaners and school catering staff. right? But
what has that got to do with a construction firm?
I don't know, because they also look off. I was looking at what the company did. They're on jobs like the HS2, which is the new rail, high speed rail track to from London to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Then they also do stuff like school dinners.
What?
And then they also maintain 50 prisons in the UK. And look after former soldiers, people in the army, people in the Ministry of Defence.
Oh, that's good. Oh, it's bad that they're busting.
Yeah.
Really bad, so that's why it's front page news.
But the other thing is that they've admitted that people that work in the private sector, so the people that work in jobs ranging from cleaning to catering, security and postroom services...
Bricklayers.
Probably, yeah, bricklayers. Chuck it in there, probably.
Plumbers.
Yeah, go on. Any other jobs?
Electricians.
Yeah. Organisations such as Nationwide Building Society and BT Openreach would be cut loose after 48 hours.
I didn't take any of that in.
Oh,
I was just trying to think of other jobs.
So basically, I tried to Google the
roofer.
Okay, it's taking you a long time to think of other jobs.
No, I was trying to think. What's the one where you put tiles up and then they try and make it all level? With the bits between the tiles, with the plastery stuff, and they try and level all that.
So in the bathroom, the lines.
Grafting?
We're being told now, grouting.
Grouting! Yeah. Grouters?
I've got no idea about build. Anything you have to do with your hands, no idea.
I think that you had to have some grouting done at your mum's bathroom.
Okay. I would imagine.
Yeah, so carry on.
So basically, are you up to scratch on this at all? Because I still don't understand what I'm talking about.
I didn't know it's how it happened.
So
what's going to happen then?
So what's going to happen? Well, no one knows. So but basically, lots of people that work in the private sector, all their money will be cut off, it says, basically, after 48 hours. So
they'll pay for two more days. This whole liquidation thing, I think it's horrible. Because there was a comedy company promoter.
A comedy company, yeah.
Because I suppose I could say that is Jonglers.
Yeah, this is a big story. So, for listeners, Jonglers was a big comedy, it was a chain of clubs. That's especially through the 90s, the early noughties, was a prominent company that comedians would do gigs for and get paid quite well back then.
And then they went into liquidation recently.
Yeah.
And then all the comedians that were owed money, thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. I was owed, I think, 1,500 quid or something like that.
A lot of money.
You just don't get it.
Yeah, I know!
How does that happen?
I know!
You've done the work, you just don't get it. That must be 10 times worse. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, you did all that work. Oh, I had to pay travel to get to these places.
Well, I do understand this. This huge company hires smaller companies to do work, so subcontractors, right?
Yeah.
Then passing the buck, exactly. The big company goes bust, can't pay the small firm. Yeah. So it's not just one person not getting paid, it's everyone under that company now doesn't get the money. Yeah.
All those bricklayers have bought raw materials out of their own pocket.
Yeah.
Not getting that money back.
There you go. All that petrol that you've spent money on driving to Birmingham to do Jonglers, to get shouted at, to get heckled.
To get heckled and cups of tea I was spent on.
So what do you think we should do?
What should we do?
Well, this is the problem. Jeremy Corbyn has said, he's quoted here, this is The Guardian, of course, if you're quoting Jeremy Corbyn, normally is, that the collapse is a watershed moment, adding that it was time to put an end to the rip-off privatisation.
Shall I tell you what?
So he thinks that the things like construction firms, companies like that, that have a huge responsibility building and looking after buildings in the country. I'm trying to make it sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, keep talking.
I don't know. Basically,
I believed you until you questioned yourself.
Yeah, it's just I'm not wording it well.
Come on,
not articulate.
So those people,
basically, he thinks that responsibility should be of the government. Things like trains.
Oh, okay.
That should be the. It shouldn't be. There's no one should be trying to make profit from people travelling from A to B.
Yeah.
And so the same goes with things like construction. Thinks that should be the government's responsibility instead of people trying to profit, because what happens is this.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Mark?
I think that it should all these companies should be open. You should see how much money.
Open? What do you mean open?
Like, you should be able to see how much money they've got.
I think you can.
can you?
That's why papers know.
Because like, if you look at, if you've got the bank and Jonglers haven't got any money, and they try to book me for a gig, I go, we ain't got any money.
No. This is the problem. So the government hired this company to do HS2. And what people are angry about is, why didn't the government know that this company was basically going to fold? That's why people are so angry. People are going to be angry anyway. People don't ever think bad things happen or good things happen.
How can they fold? Because they must be getting money.
This is what I don't understand. Why do they not have the money? That's what I'm trying to find out. I don't know.
Are these small companies, like, they just haven't done their maths?
Their due diligence, isn't it? The term. The government haven't done their due diligence. So there you go. That's one of the main stories. Why are you looking over there?
I don't know what that... What's due diligence mean?
Been careful? Don't know. Can we find out what... Our producer's saying, song please, move on.
Doesn't mean that.
Got two idiots trying to work out the news. Could you please put on a song?
That's a good one, though. Yeah.
Can you tell us what due diligence means?
I feel like I've learnt something.
What have you learnt?
Maybe I haven't.
No, you haven't. You definitely haven't.
No, but I know a bit that something's happening. No.
Something's happening. There you go. You heard it here on the News is Show.
Bringing you the newest news now.
Now, something is happening. due diligence, reasonable steps taken by a person to avoid.
Yeah, they should have done that.
I said, being careful. It's a song. We'll come back for the song and then we might have a look at another broadsheet story, but it's going to be Mark Simmons' joke of the week. This is You're a Germ. Ugh. By Wolf Alice.
Georgie rides a bike to pick her up from school. He likes her cause she's pure. She likes him cause she's heard he's cool. You're a giant. Twist my insides. You're a giant.
Radio presents
Alan McSwiggan.
We have William Hansen on the line. He is an etiquette expert. I have my tremendously good friend Will Hardy. I use an app called Chappie.
So his lead photo is him smiling to the right with a hoodie on.
I think the hoodie might be putting people off.
Oh, do you? Will is holding up a picture of me right now, and I am in a shirt.
Salmon Grandad collar shirt.
Right. Grandad collar. Are they still a thing?
Oh! I suppose they're not, are they?
No.
I feel we've learned a lot here. So, William...
Well, I feel we've scratched the surface.
Every Wednesday.
Come, McSwiggan.
From 6pm. FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. Now, before Mark Simmons' joke of the week, I'll just look at some more headlines. We got one here. Well, The Independent is taxpayers take the hit on Carillion. So that will be that taxpayers will be paying the people that have lost their jobs.
Because the government are paying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, one from the Daily Mail, not about the taxpayers and the Carillion. It's, is your air gay? This is new... This is new evidence that's come out that homosexuals breathe out more carbon dioxide than heterosexuals. So if you live in an area that has more homosexuals, then it's worse for your lungs. So it's time for Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week. Come on, let's do it.
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
What?
It's awful, isn't it?
It's very scary, and I'm just glad that there's a newspaper out there that's not scared to report the truth. Yeah. Whereas, you know, just going like the Carillion and people losing jobs. I want to know about gay air. Go on. Go on. Come on, Mark Simmons, Joke of the Week. Come on.
Okay.
Mark Simmons, Joke of the Week.
So, yesterday was Blue Monday. Officially, the most depressing day of the year.
Did you find yourself
in between setup and punchline? Well,
It's all right. Did you find yourself being more blue yesterday?
No,
didn't you?
No,
I was a bit angry yesterday.
Angry?
I was particularly down. I wasn't down. I was just It was not a good day. To the point where.
Should I tell you what I did yesterday?
What?
I spent the entire time playing on a seesaw alone. I was down all day.
Unbelievable.
Got the joke in.
Very good. Got into conversation.
So what did you do?
Well, I've just stressed. I've got a lot on, and to the point where this is what my internal monologue is like. This is true. I was in like Blackfriars, Waterloo, and I walked past, and there's a street, and the name of the street is Hatfields, not Hatfields Road.
I saw you tweet about this.
Yeah. I was just in such a bad mood, and I thought
it didn't make any sense to me.
What?
You moaned about it being called Hatfields, and I thought, I've missed the joke here.
No, there's no joke. It's just, I think a street should have the word street on it, or road. God, it literally just said Hatfields, and I was in such a bad mood, I looked up at it, and quite...
That's
you know
weird.
When a thought is louder than... Yeah. Do you know what I mean? When it's like, you can hear your voice saying it. I just think, fucking stupid name for a street. This is such a bad mood. Fucking stupid on the street.
That is a bad mood.
But you know what I'm like. That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
Annoyed that things aren't the way I think they should be. So there you go. That was the good.
Joke
I like that
of the
joke,
week, mate. Oh, thanks, mate.
Funny.
Oh,
do you use that every January? This is what we always like to know.
No,
with
but
you.
I will.
You will.
Yeah, because now.
I wrote a sort of January joke.
Did you?
I tweeted it.
What was it? About New Year's resolutions.
Bad. Yeah.
What was it?
Well, basically, it was like 2 days in, and I'd already broken all of my New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I'd had a pint, I'd had a fag, and I'd had a wank. But I did have them down the gym. There you go! Yeah. Come on!
I remember that was good. That got quite a lot of retweets, didn't it?
Yeah, there we go.
I think. I just got a message from my mate on Facebook.
Yeah.
Saying, you know this is live, right? I think he's saying I'm revealing too much.
Well, then why
about
is he
my
saying...
dream.
I'll text him saying why...
I think it's a dream thing. It must be.
Text him saying why, though, just in case.
Yeah.
I've sworn a bit too much.
He's listening.
I don't like it when
I won't
we
text
swear.
Him. He should be listening, so hopefully
Well, can
he'll...
you text Mark and tell us why?
Yeah.
Why? Of course we know it's live.
That must be what it is.
Right, anyway, look. It's,
what's happening now? Your mum?
This section. Local news.
Yeah.
I've not thought of my jingle.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're just going to have to...
Ad-lib.
So it's jingle for local news.
Okay.
Tasty, have you heard what's been going down the bottom of the road?
No, what's happened?
Well, you know Alan, who lives at the top of the road?
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps on double parking all his extra cars down the bottom. It's clogging up the street. People can't drive through now. They're having to go around Eastbourne Road and come down.
Oh, no. What do the people in Eastbourne Road think of that?
And they're furious.
Are they?
Yeah, they've been writing tags on his car, like spray painting things.
Have they?
Yeah.
And what have they been saying?
Well, they can't spell. They can't spell.
I love how your ad lib is basically one of your mum's stories from.
I know. I just realised that
2 months ago.
This is a true story. What am I talking? Start again. We'll start again.
All right, do it again.
Well, you do it. I've forgotten. You do it.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
Hello, hello, Betty.
What's you know, you never guess what's been happening down Asda's.
What's been happening down Asda's?
Oh, they've only got cheese strings on, but 2 for 1, right? What? 2 for 1, but you never guess what. They put the price up of 1, so it's the same amount you're spending. But they... Can you believe that?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Do you know what happened to Darren up the road?
No.
He's gone into, you know, the co-op, right?
Aye.
You know the co-op that used to be a car park?
Yeah.
Well, you know they built it into co-op now, right? So now you've got Tesco Express, Sainsbury's Local and co-op, like, getting crazy. How many shops do you need? Right? But it goes to go in, it says automatic door.
Yeah.
Like, he walks straight into it. And he's trying to now sue him, going, look at my head, I've got a bruise on my head. Your automatic doors didn't open. And do you know what they're saying?
What are they saying?
We were shot.
If you do enjoy the show, please subscribe to it. Please rate it. We've got a review here that we really appreciate. I listen to loads of podcasts. There aren't many I work my way through the back catalogue of. This is an exception. Really funny. Both great comedians, and they're clearly enjoying it. Cannot recommend highly enough. 5 stars. Thanks, JNeil79. Now it's local news with my mum. Hello, mum.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Did you hear Mark's joke? Mark, do it again.
Yesterday was Blue Monday, officially the most depressing day of the year. I spent it playing on the seesaw alone. I was down all day.
Mum?
What?
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Mum, what's the news? What's going on?
Well, it's the Dingles.
Oh, the Dingles are back. Can you explain to Dingles for any new listeners we've got?
Well, the... hillbillies, basically.
Yeah. Why are you whispering? It's like you're in their house.
You're not in their house.
They're outside.
Oh, okay.
But, yes, they've got lots of rusty cars parked out front, which is blocking...
This is a bit like my made-up story that was a copy of your old story.
But it's true, and no-one can park anywhere. And it's... And also, they're
all Mum, you don't have a car, so why does it bother you? And
because
no one goes to visit, and I don't drive.
Yes, they do.
Who goes to visit?
They can't park outside my house.
Mum, who visits that drives?
Sally.
Okay.
Jenny and Kenny.
Yeah. There's parking space down the road. This is a small
why
road.
Why would they want to park all the way down there?
Yeah, all right.
Good point.
Fair enough.
But they can never park outside my house.
I hate it when taxi drivers miss your house and then you have to walk 2 houses back to your house.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It infuriates me. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you ask the taxi driver to stop and then he carries on because he's trying to get an extra 20p and then you have to walk 2 houses.
Yeah, that really bugs me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, not a lot. You know, it's that time of the year.
Yeah, January.
As I told you before. Yeah.
Blue Monday.
But is it true? Did you see that in the paper then about gays?
What about them?
Will they blow out more carbon dioxide?
No, obviously not! Mum, I do a bit in the news story where we do all the headlines and then I make up one for the Daily Mail. How would that possibly work? That gay men breathe out more carbon dioxide?
Because if they did, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Why?
Because I live in Brighton.
Oh, for fuck. Oh. Okay. And Steve's your best friend.
Yeah.
So you've been breathing in all his extra gay carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, not to worry.
Come on, what's Dad been up to then? What's Dad been doing? Last time we spoke, Dad was filling out his pension form. Haven't you said that the government have taken away your benefits? You were telling me.
Yes, but they've given them back now. What happened today? They've given.
I gave you money because you said the government took away your benefits, so I put money into your account.
Oh, thank you for that, broadcasting, telling everybody.
Telling everyone what? What? It's all right. We're a family here. So the listeners are like a family, aren't they, Mark?
Yep. Yeah, Jamie Hill likes us.
That's all right, isn't it?
Five stars.
They're the bad guys. I'm highlighting the fact that they're the bad guys.
Yeah, well, anyway.
But they're not because giving them
we're
money.
Anyway, yeah. The point is, we're both on pension. Now. We're both on pensions now.
Is that good?
Well, yeah, we're retired.
Surely you're not old enough to retire.
Yes.
Stop trying it on with my mum.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's sorted. Anyway, Gertrude seems a lot better now.
Oh, that's good. Gertrude's a family dog.
I have a dog, yeah.
She's asleep at the moment on the sofa with a hot water bottle and a blanket.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Is Dad around to give us the sports news?
Oh, hold on, I'll go and wake him up.
Okay.
My friend texted me back. He said it was the whole getting done by a fox.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time!
Hello, Sean. Hello,
how's it going? Very well, thanks.
Tell us about the big games of the weekend.
Well, Crystal Rangers won, it's great news.
3-1 against Burton.
Yeah, Munster got beaten.
Munster, that's...
Still top of the table in the rugby.
Yeah, rugby. City got beaten.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, that was a turn up. Might make it a bit closer.
What do you mean, thank God? You're not a fan?
Not a fan, no. Well, just because I don't want the competition's over already, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Arsenal losing again?
Yeah, so...
What do you think, Arsene should stay or go?
I don't really know, to be honest. I think he should go, really, but he's in danger of kind of tainting his legend, you know?
Yes.
Why not go? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I think he will go soon. Anyway.
Mark Hughes was sacked, which is great news.
That cheered you up.
Scumbag. Absolute scum. Despise that man. Any other sports news?
No, at all.
How are things?
Fine, thanks.
Okay, cool.
I'll give you back tomorrow, mate.
All right, cool.
Okay, cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Right. Hello.
Cheers, man, thanks a lot.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
I cut her off there. She won't say lots of love. She probably said bye to her fans, like she tends to. That was the local news of my mum and sports news from my dad. Probably the most polished sports news.
I love that.
In the
Straight
country.
To the point, bullet points, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like almost like a sort of Twitter.
Yeah.
Bullet points, headlines. Anyway, it's local news. Mark's Village newsletter.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, God.
Come on,
what
what's
have
going
I done with
down?
It? Mark's
Village newsletter. I've never used that jingle.
I've never known
that was there.
Really?
I just saw it.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Read all about it.
Is that what it says? Do it again. Mark's Village newsletter. That is horrendous.
Is that why we haven't used it before? I've known the red. Come on. What's going on?
I guess you all want to know about the Village News notice board.
Village notice board. Yeah, I do want to know about the Village notice board.
They've decided to replace the whole thing.
What?
Yeah.
This is fucking huge.
This is big news.
So, for new listeners, basically, there's a village notice board in Mark's Village.
Yeah.
And in this magazine, or this newsletter, people are always... is it requesting that people shut it properly?
Yeah, they always leave it open when they put new things up in there.
Yeah.
So, and they're just looking for quotes and stuff. So, that's interesting. But also...
Well, they're looking for quotes of...
Quotes to how much, you know, they're going to cost.
So, if anyone in Wheelbarrow Town... Where this is
happening,
is looking for some work. There you go.
Yeah, and they're also
They need a new concrete base for the proposed bus shelter.
Right.
And they've received a quote. Do you want to guess how much this concrete
so
base is?
How much it costs to put down some concrete for a bus stop?
Yep.
Which sort of bus stop?
Bus shelter.
What's a bus shelter?
Like the with bit a, where with the roof. Do you know the bit that sort of goes over a bit?
So where it's got glass back, one glass side, yep. And then a ceiling. That's yep. a bus shelter.
Yeah.
I've always just called that a bus stop as well. And
yeah.
Okay, so
the shelter bit must be the roof bit.
I've always thought a bus shelter was right. for buses, like a bus station.
So the buses don't get wet.
Yeah. Bus station.
No.
Oh, that's a bus station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. This is riveting.
Unbelievable.
So how much do you reckon for a concrete base?
40 quid.
No.
Oh, sorry. For one of, sorry, I forgot we're talking about bus shelter. 200.
No, more.
400.
More.
But the lady, that's some concrete.
Yeah.
600.
More.
Oh, you just tell us.
850.
In hell, man. We're yeah. in the wrong game.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Exciting, though. Very exciting. Keep us updated on that. Anything else?
Some happy news, actually, in the village.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So far, four of the six cattle have calved. Two to go, both heifers. Ah, is that where heifer... You know, they insult you're a heifer.
No.
Is that where that comes from?
People don't say it to me.
There is a thing, isn't it? That's where it comes from. But both looking very well. So that's nice, isn't it?
So there you go.
The first calf was a good, strong bull.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Lovely village news.
So there we go. Village news from Mark's town where he grew up, Wheelbarrow Town.
Mm.
So more of that next week. More news from yeah. your town. Because it's a news show.
It is. We're bringing you
the newest news now, whether it's global or regional.
Yeah.
Everyone, keeping everyone included. So let's look at the red tops, top of the red tops.
Yeah, baby.
Top of the tabloids.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world of twats?
Celebrity Big Brother, you been watching it?
No.
No, me neither.
Actually, I did see that Dapper Laughs was in it.
Is he actually in it?
Dapper Laughs is in the Big Brother house.
Oh, right. What's been happening with him?
I just know that he was in there.
They haven't mentioned Seems him in like this nice article. Bloke. Now, there's a couple in there that basically, apparently, they've sort of really fancied each other.
Oh, yeah.
And they're thinking, oh, there's going to be a bit of action in the Big Brother house.
Sex
on And
camera.
Then they fell out a bit.
Oh.
But apparently, they're back to liking each other again.
Oh, God, they're back. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Brilliant.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Your career.
Sorry, I'm a career.
No. Your career.
Oh, my career.
Goes
yeah.
tits up. Okay.
All right, mate.
Like something.
Goes tits up.
Goes tits up, right? Your girlfriend leaves you.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go into the house to pay your rent.
I go into the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you... What's going on? Oh, we're being...
Carry on. No, I'm listening to you. All right, sorry. It's just an update on Dapper Laughs in the house.
But, oh, okay. Cool.
We'll ignore that. Go
okay.
on. Thank you.
So you're in the house.
Yeah.
And there's a girl in there. She's, like, really pretty. She likes you. You like her.
Yeah.
Would you do it in the house?
No! Are you
no.
mental?
Not even in the shower?
No. Oh, in the shower?
Yeah,
what did you say?
There's no camera in the shower.
No, what? Absolutely not.
Why?
Are you insane?
But you wouldn't?
No way. You sort of seem to be leaning towards you would.
I don't, yeah, if it
well,
was...
your career hasn't even gone down. You need... it's not even
do you
started.
It would help?
You need to...
It
you should get in the house.
Do you reckon that would help my career?
Look what happened to Joel Dummett.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then Apollo.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Two nights at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Get in the jungle.
He didn't even have sex.
Didn't even have sex.
No.
Get in the house.
Yeah. Do you reckon?
Mate, this... We've got to start something. Get Mark Simmons in the Big Brother
this
house.
This year?
Get in the shower. Boom. Get her to dress up as a fox. You dress up as a seagull. Funky time. Lovely.
Yeah, so I was just wondering what your take on that
Absolutely
would be.
Not.
Definitely not.
Don't even like kissing in public and all that.
No, I'm not a big fan of
No.
All that sort of thing. How are we doing? Do you want more?
Yeah, of course I want more.
Want more?
Yeah, more. I've got more broadsheet newses. Newses? Oh,
but these aren't that
this
great
coffee's kicked in.
Today. But do you reckon your broadsheets are better than... So I'll give you
just
a quick,
give us one. It's a news story.
Quick one. Ant from Ant and Dec.
Yeah,
he's having a divorce.
I know about this.
Oh, okay.
I just know about it. I mean, it's, you know,
and
it's big news.
they're arguing over.
Basically, what's happened? I think what's happened there. I do have an opinion on this, darling.
Okay, go
right.
For
what
it.
I reckon is allegedly. Obviously, allegedly, you know, like he went into what's it rehab, drinking too much, on too many like prescribed, you know, drugs and all that. I reckon during sort of like probably some of the heavier nights, I reckon, because it's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it, that he's gone that. He's, like, gone into rehab, he's come out and she's left him. It's like, well, what happened there then? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I don't know what you're trying to say. Something dodgy's happened.
Well, not something dodgy's happened, but, like, he's not been a good boy, is he?
No.
Not
been easy to live with.
Not been easy to live with, having too much fun.
They're arguing over their dog.
Are they?
Yeah. He's given her his £6 million house next to Dex. But he's not bothered about that. They're just bothered about the dog. What would you? You'd be more sort of. You have the dog. I'll keep the house.
No, I'd be dog.
More than a £6 million house.
Yeah.
He must have a lot of money though, so that's probably enough.
He don't care about that.
No.
Still doing X Factor.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
So do you think who should get custody? Because with children, women generally get the custody.
This is a great topic. You said that this is boring. This is brilliant. Go on. So women get the kid.
Generally, because they've got that bond, they had the kid. And it's
breasts.
Is that why? That must be why.
I actually don't know the reason. It sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'd rather be brought up by a mother
but
than a
dog is a man's best friend. Everyone knows that.
Wow.
So should he get custody?
Definitely.
Because of that?
Definitely. She gets weekends.
She gets the weekends.
Yeah.
Although weekends with a dog's probably more fun, isn't it? Because you go to the park more at weekends.
Oh, just during the weekday, you don't get to see him until
work and stuff. But he works weekends, actually, doesn't he? Because he works.
Yeah.
He does all those
shows. Brilliant.
Saturday night shows.
It'd be in the day.
Yeah.
During the week, play the dog on the weekend, off to Australia. Well, she looks after the dog.
That's what they do, they commute.
Yeah. Brilliant.
There you go.
That's great.
Yeah, good story.
Big story.
Go on, let's do one of yours. Have we got time?
Of course we've got time, and then we're going to play a song, and we'll come back from the song, and we'll be talking to comedian Tom Stade, who'll be giving us the weather. I just thought that quite a big news story is that Boris Johnson admits, listen to this, play of words, what Boris has done here. Boris Johnson admits £350 million bus claim error. It was £88 million too low, he says. Almost what structurally is a joke, isn't it? Because you expect... So Boris Johnson admits £350 million bus claim error. Remember this?
Yeah.
Brexit.
Yeah.
The Leave campaign was saying, if we leave Europe, the NHS will have £350 million. Was it like a week to pump into the NHS?
Okay, yeah.
Everyone said that Nigel Farage went on television the next day, said that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, actually, you're right, it wasn't true. It was £88 million, too low.
So there's more money to put in there.
Oh, yeah, £88 million more.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good then.
So this is...
Isn't it? Have I missed something?
I think you're meant to sort of assume that man is talking shit.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what he does.
Oh, it's in the papers.
He's just trying to create headlines. Because what happens is people... If you go, actually, it was too low. Well, this is basically sort of Trump... Fake news. Some people say fake news is just a new way of saying spin. It's just a new term for spin. But actually, I think fake news is more just out there lying.
Yeah.
You just know you're lying.
Yeah.
But what happens is if someone likes you, they just choose to believe the lie. So he can create that headline, and then people will read that and believe that.
Yeah.
So this is what you do. You just simply lie, and some people will believe you, though you know you believed
just
him.
Just then, yeah.
And you look like him if he's gone on an Atkins diet.
I get heckled that.
You look like Boris on an Atkins diet.
I look like Boris without carbs.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Thanks.
But, so there you go. What about lying? Where do you stand with lying? These politicians come out lie, Trump comes out lies, Boris lies.
Yeah.
What do you...
And it's worked well for them.
Worked very well.
I tend not to lie because I've got a really, I get a really guilty conscience. I panic. I worry that I think if I start a lie, I think
we could do white lies.
And you've got to remember,
bit racist.
And it's remembering what you've told one person if you've lied, and then
try to keep up with your lies.
I can't do it. It's too much stress. So I tend not to lie.
Don't do good lies.
Good lies. No.
The only lie I can really remember, I once
to stop hurting feelings.
Back in the day, I told a girl I had loads of cats because she She said she liked cats, and I went, oh, I love cats. And I pretended I had cats.
Oh, did you?
And I made up their names and talked about how cute they were, and that one did this and one did that. You know, while one is always scratching. Oh, it's so
did
much
you do
fun.
It in that voice as well?
Probably.
Mm. Yeah. Ah. And how did that work out?
Well, that's for me to know. And what do you mean, how did that work out? I'm not going on live
did
on the radio.
Work?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I let her keep the seagull costume. No.
Did she find out that you lied about the cats?
No.
So she didn't come round?
Well, no. Oh. I feel very bad.
All right.
I don't want to go into detail about...
I told you about getting done by a fox.
Yours was fictional.
Wow. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So there you go. Yeah. We've ended all. Have I gone
but
red?
You don't lie that
I feel
much.
Like I've gone red.
No, you haven't.
No, I don't lie that much. I'm very honest, man.
That you said, because we've said in the past, that's something that you.
That's a problem of my problems.
You're too
I,
honest.
Oh, God, yeah.
What you like? What was that?
I just remember something I did last night, but we'll save it for the Filmish show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Excellent. Filmish, it will be here on Friday, so check out the Filmish on Friday. That's when we drop it.
Mark is trying to be professional and plug the show. Yeah. It's really cute.
And something else, what's happening on in the newsish that we said was going to happen, that we were going to talk about?
What are you on about?
We said earlier, what did you say about the Filmish that we were going to talk about? Something happened.
What has happened to me?
Your memory is terrible, so is mine.
Well, basically, some people...
Oh, yeah, that was it. No, don't say what it is, but...
Well, tune in to find out what happened after it. Like, let's see if we can plug it. Let's go. People go, oh, God, I've got to hear what happened there.
Yeah.
I went to watch Three Billboards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a couple in front didn't stop talking. And finally...
And you took action.
Finally, Sean Walsh took action.
Brilliant. Tune in on Friday.
listening to the News-ish show with me, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. We've done the news. It's now time for our favourite section of the show. It's the weather, where we're talking to our special guest, the incredible comedian. It's Mr. Tom Stade. Tom, how's it going?
Always good, Sean. Always good.
Good.
I'm living out by the airport now.
Where are you?
I'm out by the airport. It's called Newbridge. So the sky's pretty exciting every 5 minutes.
Which airport?
Edinburgh, man. Up in Scotland.
And you're on tour. You're going on tour.
Well, I've been on tour. This is just extra tour.
Oh,
this
okay.
This is like the third part of a meal. This is my dessert. comedy dessert.
So,
what,
do you know where else you've got to? You've got coming up. Do you know that sort of thing? I never know where I'm going to be. I have no idea.
Neither do I, Sean. I think we think in the same moment. Did I survive today? Yes. Agent calls me. Did I wake up too late? Can I drive to the gig?
Exactly. So, Tom, before you give us the weather, we've been talking about things such as, well, lying. What do you, are you a liar?
Am I a liar? Yeah, totally. I've got a bad gambling problem. I've honed my lies so well. I've actually convinced people I lost 2,000 pounds in a cab.
have you got any particular sort of big lies? Do you know what I mean?
Like, what are you saying, Sean? Give me an example, man.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Lying to sort of get out of a gig, or lying as to why you're late. I have never, ever, ever told the truth as to why I've been late. Because the only reason anyone is late is because they left too late. That's the only reason you're late.
Of course. But then you go, Jesus, traffic was super bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have really left like at 1 in the afternoon, knowing that I needed to be at Birmingham by 9.
Exactly.
Hilarious. Oh, yeah, totally, totally, all the time, man. But then again, you know, what are you going to do, really tell them the truth?
Exactly, no.
You look like, well, you know,
asshole. So, we're joined by Mark Simmons. Do you two know each other?
Yeah. I've met Mark. I thought he was really funny.
Oh, good.
So
thanks, man.
I remember, I think it was Glastonbury.
Yeah, that was the last time.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun time, Mark.
Yeah, I know you had a good time.
We're talking about like companies going bust, and Mark's quite concerned about Jogner's going bust.
Well, it did go bust.
Oh, it did go bust.
Yeah, it's gone, man. Heydays are... It's in the graveyard with Blockbuster.
And Woolworths.
And Woolworths.
And Comet.
We go every year to put flowers on.
So you were there in the heyday.
Lay a wreath for Jonglers. And to remember all the videos we used to rent before movies just became like a thing that's supposed to happen. Hilarious.
So were you still doing Jonglers when it went bust?
Well, I do everywhere, man. I still go to, if you got a fucking gig, I'll be there. That's where I'm at.
Are you still doing that bit?
I'm like Mr. T in the first fight against Rocky. Destroy him.
Are you still doing that bit? I don't know. Basically, my favourite bit that I've ever seen you do, most people's favourite routine of yours, is the meat wagon. That's what most people quote.
The meat wagon. That's how many Chinese whispers it's gone down.
Oh, what was it? What is
it? The meat van.
Oh, the meat van.
It's not a wagon. It's not like English people were showing up on horses. Cartload of meat. Come on down to my wagon. The meat wagon.
He's still doing the... My favourite routine of yours that I've seen where I was losing my shit was the jaywalking routine.
Oh.
totally, dude.
Oh, yes. That's incredible.
You guys will just walk anywhere. Like in Canada, you'd be arrested. It would make the Daily Mirror a man arrested for jaywalking in Canada. His friends won't help him.
So, right, before you give us the weather, just the last plug, what is the... Because are you doing London? Because I like coming to see, like, my favourite comedians in London. I'll go to see them. Are you doing...
Well, I did it, man. I'm not sure anymore. This is where we're on the same thing. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in London because I need money.
Because you've gambled it all away.
It's all away. There's a horse. There's a horse at Aintree I really want to get on. So I'm going to need this gig.
So what's the name of the tour show?
The tour is called I Swear. And if you just go to tomstay.co.uk, you can see my shitty little website that hasn't been updated in years.
My website is terrible.
It is, because you don't care, man. Like, you're like, are the dates on there? If people like me, they're not... Nobody's going to go to your website and go, I should really check out this guy.
Exactly. Who is still using websites? Now, Tom, you're in Edinburgh. Give us the weather.
Wait.
We got a jingle that we've created especially for this moment. You ready?
Okay.
The weather.
With Tom Stayed. Go.
Well, guys, we're out here in Edinburgh, out by the airport, you know, just because we want to make sure that everybody knows how cold it is when they fly in. And believe it or not, we've got a low pressure coming in that I didn't really see because I was sleeping. But we've got snow, incoming snow, and it's still kind of snowing. So be careful out there, because I know you Scottish people don't understand snow and you're going to die. Because you don't have enough salt for this shit. And now I'm going to say, just by the fact my nipples are pretty sharp right now.
Of course.
We're hitting definitely below zero. So I would say wear a jacket.
Okay.
And bring a pop-up tent and think things go wrong.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Enjoy the rest of the tour.
Always a pleasure. Have a great time, you guys. See you later.
Cheers, Mark, man.
Bye, mate.
Ta-da.
Bye, brother.
There you go. Tom Stayed there, who clearly hasn't put on the heating. Fantastic comedian.
Yeah, really good, man.
Really funny. So there we go, Mark. That's it, basically.
It's the end of the show.
There you go. If you enjoyed it, please rate, subscribe, all that stuff. Leave a comment. We really do appreciate it. It makes the show... Well, more people listen to the show.
Yeah.
And then what happens? I suppose we enjoy it more? What is the point in more people listening? Why do we want more people to listen? We're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh.
Aren't we?
That's really negative.
Well, no, it's not negative, but it's positive. We're going to do this, whether people listen or not.
I think if no one listened, that we probably wouldn't.
No. Well, anyway, we're going out with Tom's...
But please do subscribe.
This is the news, this show. I've been Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. It's bringing you the newest news now. The only show where the presenters know less than the listeners. This is Tom's chosen song, Ride Like the Wind, by Christopher Cross.